Hello, welcome to Salford City Radio again, Liam. It's good to have you back.
Thanks very much, Jill.
Tell our listeners who you are.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. So my name's Liam Turner. I'm the chief exec of Salix Homes. Some listeners might remember from a couple of episodes ago, I came along with Sue, but this is my first appearance on the show since becoming chief exec at the end of March. So it's great to be back and joining Salford City Radio in my new role. Okay, so today's episode is a bit of a special one, really, because we're going to try and shine a spotlight on how we do some of the support work for our customers who've got some potential additional support needs. And that could be anyone, really, from individuals who might be experiencing personal challenges, such as poor mental health, substance addiction, domestic abuse, or difficulty managing their homes or the tenancy. So we're going to talk today about our new customer support service and some of the real life impact that that's having and that's already had since we launched the service in October last year. And that provides dedicated and tailored support for customers who need that bit of extra help to manage the tenancy or improve their own wellbeing. We launched the service because we recognised the growing demand from customers with complex needs, and that, as I said, could be mental health, could be addiction, domestic abuse, hoarding or financial difficulties. And previously, a lot of that kind of just fell to our generic housing officers, and that led to a bit of inconsistency, really, in how them cases were dealt with and the kind of pressure that added to some other teams. We also recognised a bit of an increase in enforcement action being taken without customers always getting that right level of support at the right time, which has obviously allowed the case to escalate. So we started looking at some data and some trends in safeguarding referrals, and looking at some insight from our colleagues to design a tailored service which meets our customers' needs. And we wanted to make sure that it provided more tailored and earlier personalised support. So we've launched this new service which has dedicated customer support officers, and they're solely focused on customer support and tenancy sustainment. And they take referrals from across the organisation, anyone within the business, and they work closely with customers on a one-to-one basis to provide practical and tailored sustainable solutions.
Liam, let me just ask you,
of course you can.
As you know, I've seen the community for a long time, a couple of decades ago this wouldn't have fallen to housing providers. You must have seen a huge increase because services have gone out into the community much more than they were years ago.
100%, yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons that we've noticed that increase that I mentioned, and I think this is our opportunity and our response, really, to some of that increase in levels of support that people need. I think people have probably had a really tough time anyway, haven't they, over the last 5 years with COVID and kind of the recovery from that. So this is about really understanding people as an individual and making sure we provide them the best support possible for them to have a better life but sustain the tenancy as well.
It's a huge undertaking though, isn't
Massive,
it?
You
know, really. It is considering the wide ranging issues that you will deal with, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Bringing our community together.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Wednesdays at 10 AM on Salford City Radio.
94.4 FM, Salford City Radio.
So some of the kind of examples of support that we offer, we've touched on kind of hoarding and mental health problems, and I am going to be touching on hoarding a little bit later in the show. And a lot of the other cases we see are to do with either needing financial help or potentially substance abuse. But some of the other examples are we can give advice to people who are on benefits, making sure they've got the right entitlements and support with managing them benefits, and importantly, claiming them benefits as well, such as universal credit or pension credit. Make sure we deliver some tailored support to address individual needs and kind of support them to improve their overall well-being, whether that's building confidence or living independently. As I said, making sure they can manage the tenancy correctly and maintain a safe home and benefit from any preventative actions that will reduce the risk of not sustaining a tenancy and potentially losing the home. And people may have already seen the recent and successful pension credit campaign that we did, where we used customer data to target 383 older customers who potentially have been missing out on pension credit and the winter fuel payment. And as a result of that campaign, we had 276 customers who expressed interest in exploring that entitlement to pension credit with us, and 26 were referred to Age UK to support them with applying it. So that kind of shows some of the stuff that we're doing with this new service. And that's a major step for Salix and a key part of our wider commitment to creating safe and supportive communities.
Bringing our community together.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. on Salford City Radio.
94.4 FM, Salford City Radio.
Support was an add-on to other people's jobs prior to this. So putting this team in place does take some pressure off our housing officers and make sure A, customers are getting the right support, but B, those officers are able to do the job that they're there to do.
I think in general, obviously, because of the things that are happening, all the sort of worries and issues that people have got, we're hearing different things each week, aren't we? So it's great that you've got that support. Because what's an issue this week? There'll be another
might
one
not
next,
be next week. 100%, yeah. So if anyone does have any family, friends, neighbours or themselves who want to kind of get in touch with us, they can contact us directly either through our phone number on 0800 218 2000 or they can email into us at enquiries@salixhomes.co.uk and we'll make sure we pick that referral up and get in contact with that person.
So do you work with any other agencies, Liam?
Yeah, our customer support officers do provide direct support where possible, but they also do signpost customers to specialist services, and we've got a growing network of partners and support agencies, all while building trusted relationships that support customers to sustain their tenancies, and that supports them to improve their wellbeing and live lives more safely and independently. But we are still continuing to expand that specialist service support network, Jill.
This is 94.4 FM.
Salford City Radio. Bringing our community together.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. on Salford City Radio.
94.4 FM. Salford City Radio.
Some people may already know that it was recently Hoarding Awareness Week. So at Salix, we've been raising awareness of hoarding, which people need to understand, I suppose, is a mental health condition that can affect people's ability to live safely in the homes. It's not necessarily a lifestyle choice, it's a mental health condition that people often need support with. It is something that is often misunderstood, and it's a very complex condition that can have a big impact on someone's well-being, safety and relationships. And I think the purpose of the national campaign that we've seen over the last few weeks is to look at breaking down stigma around that, promote empathy with people and encourage people to seek support without fear of being judged. And this is, as I've said, one of the issues that our new customer support service can support people with. And I just want to share, if that's all right, a bit of a real life example of the difference that service is making in relation to facing complex challenges like hoarding. So one of our customers, their home had become severely cluttered due to hoarding. As a result of that, that meant that our safety checks, like gas checks, electrical checks that we would routinely do, couldn't be completed because we were unable to access the home because of the hoarding. So traditional routes such as enforcement or external referrals to partner support agents hadn't worked, and the customer felt really overwhelmed by the scale of the issue that they needed to tackle to get the property into a space where we could carry out those safety checks. And that's where our customer support officers stepped in. They worked with the customer and built trust with them, making sure they work with them at the customer's pace. They arranged for specialist hoarding support, including a company that was really well experienced in hoarding clearance. And over time, they've made some real progress. That house now is much clearer, much safer. All the safety checks have been completed, and any repairs that were outstanding, which couldn't have been completed previously, are now underway. And we've made sure we've put ongoing support in place for that customer as well. And that really shows the power of offering the right support at the right time rather than just looking solely at legal enforcement actions. And I think Hoarding Awareness Week is a great reminder of how important it is to offer that kind of compassionate, person-centred help. And that's what our customer support service is here to do.
Yeah, because I think with hoarding, and as you sort of mentioned, the mental health issues that surround that often, people are often very ashamed of letting anybody in.
It is a bit stigmatised. That in itself creates a barrier there, wanting to reach out for support.
We've had a lot of programmes on TV, haven't we, where it's always quite extreme and shocking things, but they don't always show the issues that have led to of that arising. And, they sort of make building the trust and everything, and the fact that you've got somebody like that and then ongoing support is wonderful.
Yeah, it's good, and I think it is already starting to have some real benefit for our customers and our communities. The other thing I wanted just to mention, Jill, is we've had one question in that's come from a customer that links probably nicely into some of the stuff that we've already talked about around supporting customers, and it's about our furniture recycling scheme, how it works, how people can access it, etc. So we recognised a while ago that the cost of furnishing a home can be a massive expense, and some customers may really, really struggle to afford it. And if anyone out there is struggling with the cost of buying essential furniture or appliances or can't afford replacements if something's broke, then we're definitely here to help. So we have a furniture recycling scheme that collects unwanted furniture or appliances, household items, white goods, etc. And we can pass them on free of charge to customers who do need them the most. And some of that stuff comes from different places, really. So we've got some that's donated directly by customers who are moving out or replacing items and want to give the pre-loved furniture a bit of a second life. And we also were possible reuse items that are left behind in our properties when tenancies end, as long as they're in good condition and they're safe. You know, if there's any small repairs, yeah, we'll do that. We'll double check all appliances are safe to use. Yeah. They've had an electrical test. And that service is open to all Salex Homes customers who are on benefits such as Universal Credit, Housing Benefit, ESA, or if you're claiming a pension. And if you're not on benefits but you are experiencing financial hardship, then please get in touch and we might be able to help.
The stigma's greatly reduced in recycling and reusing because we all see the benefits of that. I think I could describe myself as a bit of a womble because even when I was younger, I used to go to Eccles flea market.
Yeah.
And I worked at Ladywell Hospital. I used to come back with a table under my arm and they'd never, on a Thursday, yeah. I used to go for looking for something to do up. But it's become the thing to do that now. And it's great to be able to do that.
Yeah, it is. And it really does provide a lifeline to some people who genuinely need it, especially when it's a new tenancy and you know, some customers are literally moving in with nothing. And it's a massive expense to furnish a full property, isn't it? So hopefully it is supporting some people. So if people do want to apply, you know, they can apply directly themselves. And if they meet the criteria, we'll arrange for them to come along to our furniture warehouse, which is in Salford, and they can have a look around and choose what they want. We kind of aim to provide about 4 items of furniture per household, but if they need more, then we can obviously discuss that with them. Alternatively, if our officers are out and about and they meet you and they think you could benefit from it, they can refer on your behalf and refer in directly. And we do offer a delivery service. There is a small delivery fee of £10 for that, but if you need it delivered into your home, then we can certainly do that. And we've loads of stuff in the warehouse, all good quality, clean, pre-loved kind of furniture and homeware. We've got sofas, beds, tables and drawers, white goods, as I've said. But we also have some smaller items as well, like mirrors, lamps, ornaments, things like that. And I think the scheme is a fantastic way to support customers who are struggling to furnish the home, like we said.
Yeah.
And it also helps the environment. We're not sending all of that stuff
to
landfill. We launched it in 2019 and we've delivered more than 3,000 furniture items to customers in need. And that, along with providing the really good service to customers and supporting them, it has also prevented around 360 tonnes of furniture from going to landfill.
Wow.
Which is massive when you think about it.
Yeah, so you don't even put it in figures like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So if anyone does want to access that furniture recycling scheme, you can either speak directly to your housing officer and they'll refer in, or again, you can contact us on 0800 218 2000 or our email address, which is enquiries@salexhomes.co.uk. Or if you want any more information on it, there is some on our website, which is www.salexhomes.co.uk. And that's everything for today's episode. But just before we finish, just want to thank Jill for hosting the show and giving us the opportunity to come and talk to everyone today. Thanks to the listeners who sent in questions, which gives us the kind of opportunity to discuss what people want to talk about. So please do send in more questions for the next show, either through our Facebook page, going on our website, or emailing marketing@salexhomes.co.uk.
Well, thank you very much for sharing all that with us.
No, thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
This is 94.4 FM. Salford City Radio.